Yeah. Sunday, baby, it's Sunday. It's me, Dion. The quarantine bandit, that's me. Got the quarantine thing going. You know what? I don't know how real this quarantine is. I really don't because, you know, you have protesters in the street. You got people going to beaches for the 4th. You have all these people getting together. So I really don't know if it's real or not. I know some people have been getting sick. I know some people catch it. I know I have people in my family who've caught it, and they doing well now. They over it. They quarantined. And now they don't have it. So I'm trying to figure out, why is it okay for certain people to do certain things, but they want to keep other people at home? They have a stay-at-home order for some people, and then other people, they can just go and do what they want to do. I was looking at a story on the news today, and it was about that couple in Missouri. You know, when they came out, they had the AR-15. You know, the lady had the her pistol. And for whatever reason, you know, people got upset that these people came out with these guns. And I thought about it. The protesters, the so-called protesters, got mad because these people came outside their house in a private residence. They got upset with the residents who have a home, who have invested a lot of money into their home. And I was watching something, and these people are getting backlash. And I'm like, how are they gonna get backlash for having people that you don't even know come in your neighborhood, break a gate down? And you had some people say, well, they should have just went out there and asked questions. How would you go out and ask questions about people in your neighborhood in front of your home that you don't know, and you don't know why they're there? And then some people were saying, well, why didn't they just call the police? Why did they have to be so forceful with their weapons? These are the same people talking about defunding the police. So you want me to call the very thing that you're trying to defund, and you still want police to have some type of respect for you? You want to defund them, take money from them? Don't get me wrong. You have a lot of bad apples in every company. And every company, every institution have bad apples in it. You have cops out there have saved lives. And you also have cops out there that have got rid of bad cops. But you have these people talking about these people are wrong. You got people can't even go back to work because governors and mayors are fighting about people being together in crowded places. But you have these same people saying you have the right to protest. I'm not mad at those people because they grabbed their guns. You have a family to protect, especially if you're a man. Let me tell you something. That man being out there protecting his home and what he had fought and invested in, I applaud him. I applaud any man, no matter what color he is. I don't care if that man was Chinese, Asian. I mean, whatever he is. I don't care if he's from Africa, South America, Mexico, United States. If he worked hard to put his, you know, to have what he have, he should protect it. Why would you build something and invest in something and don't have the will to protect it? This is where manhood comes in at. So, how I feel about those two people, I applaud. Now, whether they had experience with guns or not, that's not my point. That's not my point. I don't care what you have to do to protect yourself. If you feel threatened, you have the right to protect yourself. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not on YouTube to be this big thing. I'm not out here trying to prove myself as this guy with all, you know, the things that you need to hear. But I know what common sense is, and common sense is if I have a home I've invested in and there's a crowd of people that have bust down my gate in the gate in a private community, I have the right to protect what's mine. However you feel about it, I have the right to protect what's mine. And I will protect what's mine. It's a state of mind, man. Men should stand for something and be willing to die for something. When I saw that man go out there and his woman followed him out there, she followed him. She was behind him. When he made a decision that we're going to protect what we invested in, and she was willing to put her life on the line, let me tell you something, black women. When you can do that for your man, for a cause, then that's what make you valuable. Not your big behind, your breast, your fake hair, your attitude. That woman had just prepared a meal for her husband. They were about to eat a meal on their property. And I'm pretty sure before those people came, they were quite comfortable. So at the end of the day, what are you willing to do to protect your comfort? They were willing to die for it. They was willing to fight for it. And it seems to me you have a lot of these leftists out here want something given to them because they feel somebody owe them something. And that's not how the world was civilized. The strong survive, man. And everything in this world, you have to go out here and prove yourself worthy. You have to take what you want. In a sense of knowing what you want and how to get it. But what you don't do is you don't beg another set of people for what you want. So the conclusion of this video for me is that I'm more on the homeowner's side because you can say what if all day. There wasn't a shot fired. No one were killed. And the protesters that was there in front of their home that broke the gate down, they're safe. And the homeowners are safe. So in conclusion, I don't want to hear about no if what would have happened. Because if they wouldn't have went through the gate, nothing would have happened. Those people would have had their meal, and they would have sat and watched their TV, had their tea, coffee, went to bed. Like old people do. Wouldn't have been no problem. So that's it from the quarantine bandit. Keep yourself safe out there. Make sure your loved ones that are elderly, the ones that have preconditions, keep them safe. And please, all healthy young people, get your behind back to work and start building and stop this hysteria that this left wing side of the block, that's what they're putting on you. They're trying to talk you out of your future, man. Go out here and be somebody. Put your money on the line to build something for you. And maybe then you can help others. All right. Quarantine, man, out.